lock ties with the pilot. Threw my fist into the air.
Alrighty, we're back. Do you remember where you were there, Mike, where I did all the interrupting?
No, I don't even remember where I am now, Mer. No, it was, looking back at it, I don't know how anyone, Mer, could look at Operation Northwoods, who could look at the truth about, the scam that was the attack on Pearl Harbor, the belief that we didn't know it was coming. Yeah, it was a surprise attack. Yeah, bull crap. And we look at the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which was nothing but a freaking lie. And we look at, deal of, they have weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Another lie. Mm-hmm. And all of these lies, the thing that amazes me, Mer, is it doesn't make any difference how many lies the government tells, the people still believe them.
Well, it's the media. They can't get away from the media. They're addicted to it. And I can see that when I, there was a satellite receiver here, and the last, couple of years, I would just, I found I was finding things in the weather satellite, live satellite. They took that off then too, but moved it different channels and then just took it off. But there would be anomalies around the Earth, right? So I would just mute it, let it run, and go about my business, and then come back and whiz through it, right, and see all these interesting things. But it was all stuck on the recorder, with the amplifier or receiver. So when I called in though, and to cut it off, and they cut it off right away, and sure enough, I'm saying, well, you can wait until but it was already cut off. And I was just thinking, such a strong addiction, Such a strong addiction. So that was my Christmas present to myself some 10 years ago.
Wow. Well, Mer,
I haven't missed it.
It's, here's the thing that I think that most people don't understand. Back in the 90s, there was a gentleman, I can't remember his name right now, but he wrote a very, very explicit article titled, A Nation of Cowards. And, and he was spot on in his assessment of the American public. The American public does not want to believe anything. I don't care if it's true. I don't care how much you can prove it's true. Americans, the great majority, don't want to believe it if it makes them uncomfortable.
The author's name is Jeffrey R. Snyder.
Apparently. Oh, thank you, dear. I knew you would research that and find it for us.
Yeah, it doesn't fit in with the running rhetoric, Israel good, everybody else bad.
Yeah, big time. That is just absolutely crazy, I think. But here's the thing, is governments, if enough Americans could ever realize this, that governments exist on lies. Their greatest enemy to government is the truth. And if the truth was known, Americans wouldn't want any government, because they would realize that, number one, it was stealing everything of any importance that they had, including the lives of their children and grandchildren. They would realize that they have been lied to for 235 years. We can't, if you're in the government, you can't allow the truth to come out there. You have to combat it at every point. And Americans just can't wrap their minds around this fact, because to believe government is comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to do anything. Oh, I can just lay here and be a lazy guy and just wait for, who's playing today, honey?
Right. Well, there again, the media, encourages this, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Let the government be your God, your parents,
Yep. It's amazing. It's amazing, Mer. It really is. And, we all look at this so many times. Those who have the courage to look at truth, really, really want to embrace the truth, because the truth will set us free. You know, we have scriptures that tell us that.
Mm-hmm. And actually, that's the motto of the CIA. It's etched on their wall.
Yes.
It starts with the ellipsis, because you need the verse before that that says, as long as you stay in the Word.
Yes. And we look at all of this, and it is all so evident. It should be. As I love the phrase that an old friend told me years ago. Hey, that would be evident to Ray Charles. Well, you know, when you are saying that reality should be evident to a blind person, and people with sight won't accept it,
mm-hmm.
What does that say about us, Mer?
Yeah, I refuse. Well, and we were told that in the Word, right?
Yeah.
People love a lie more than the truth.
Yeah, it is just, it's so amazing. And then, you know, we look at Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, and they have rejected knowledge. And because they have rejected knowledge, I will reject them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that doesn't scare the britches off of people, Mer.
Really?
I mean, you know, God has told us, accept the truth or I will reject you.
Well, it's been incremental, right? Because people, you know, they go about talking about their constitutional rights, and then they'll be corrected and say, well, your constitutionally protected rights. But then they don't add the most important part, God-given rights.
Yes.
It's like people are, what would you say, allergic to hearing about really God. You know, we're going to be having a lot of gnashing of teeth and asking the rocks to fall on us, I guess.
Yeah. Mer, it's just, you know, I sit here and look, you know, and one of the things, you know, I just absolutely enjoy doing is spending time with my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just so, but there is an ulterior thing for me. There is an ulterior thing, because I remember how important in my life my grandfather was.
Yeah.
And so my prayer was, let me be as important to my grandchildren as my grandfather was to me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do that. Let me pay forward to my grandchildren what was given to me. And, you know, and I go and I spend time with them, and, you know, and I look at these and I wonder, what are they going to have to endure because we didn't do our job?
Mm-hmm. You know, Mike, that's why I didn't want to take too many Sundays from you, because I know that is Grandchildren Day.
Well, that was yesterday for this week, because they're off. They are off for Thanksgiving. I had a wonderful time with all three of them yesterday. What a great time. Before I came back, got home and did a wonderful program with Karen Quinones on the election of 1800. But it was such a great time with them. But, Mer, sometimes I look at them and I cry inside.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to ask myself, and I think every American out there ought to ask themselves the same question. What am I leaving for them?
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to have to endure because I didn't have the guts to do what was right?
Yeah.
And that is the...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Mer.
I was just going to say, in, you know, my era, the big thing was to, you know, they were threatening in the 70s, late 60s and early 70s that, you know, we were overpopulating the world, right? So everyone was proud if they only had two children, if they had any at all, because then they would just be replacing themselves, see? It's just another lie, another lie.
Mer, I just, you know, it's so... freaky to me in so many ways. And, you know, our group that meets on Thursdays with Jim Ram, you know, I really look forward to that, because I'm talking to like-minded individuals. I'm talking to people who truly care about what's going on. And so I just don't understand in so many ways that why do people embrace that comfortable lie? Because as long as people embrace the comfortable lie, Murr, freedom and liberty are dead.
Yeah.
So, you know, what do we do? How do you reach? Here's the thing that has been a puzzle to me. Of course, Isaiah and the remnant has helped me out so much. Because when God told Isaiah, hey, I want you to go out there, King Hezekiah is doing all of this dastardly stuff. You know, could we replace Hezekiah with Joe Biden? Yes, we could. He's doing all of this dastardly stuff. I want you to go out there, and I want you to tell the people about how bad this is. I want you to tell the people how atrocious this behavior is. And Isaiah says, yes, Lord, whatever you command, sir, and I will do the best I can. And then God says, but Isaiah, I need to tell you, they ain't going to listen. And Isaiah was struck. Well, if they're not going to do it, Lord, why are you telling me to do it? If they're not going to listen, why are you telling me to do it? And he said, because I have a remnant there that needs to hear your words. And, Murr, if there could be anything in my life that I could ever desire for anyone to ever say about me when I have cease to exist on this planet, would be to say, well, he spoke to the remnant. So I think that's what we're all doing. Your comments, please, young lady.
I think you're right, and we won't know, just like he didn't know. He was being reassured. You might not know your whole life whether anyone was listening, but they are listening.
Oh, yes. See, here's the thing that I really loved about Isaiah and the remnant was, in essence, what I read. You correct me if you saw something different, please, lady. But what I saw, what God was saying to Isaiah was, you sow the seed, I'll prepare the field.
Yeah.
And so that... I don't have to worry about who listens, who pays attention, who doesn't, because I know those who don't listen, those who don't care, those who lie to protect government are not on my team.
Mm-hmm.
So your thoughts, lady?
Well, the sower of the seed, you know, we've heard many things about that in parables in the Bible that, you can't determine, the sower can't determine what will happen with the seed, but the ones that do take are reproduce 100-fold. So, you know.
Well, Murr, I asked this question last Thursday, you know, and I brought up the wisdom of my grandfather, and this is something, you know, I've been thinking about this for 40 plus years now. I'll never forget, well, it was in the 60s when I first asked him. And I was just totally distressed. Here I am, you know, 21, 22 years old, and I can't understand why the politicians are not following the Constitution. I mean, I've been taught in school that they're supposed to follow this Constitution, that if they will follow this Constitution, which was inspired by God, that everything will be just fine. And then my grandfather hits me right between the eyes again as he so enjoyed doing, and he looked at me and he said, boy, why do you expect a group of politicians who won't adhere to the commandments written in stone What makes you think they're going to adhere to words written on paper?
I know you hit me up on Thursday. I wasn't expecting it. Called on me first about that, and I sort of stumbled through, but I just said I agree with Granddaddy Gaddy.
Yes, you did. I've often been, you know, I look at it so many times. I even put it on Facebook recently that my grandfather was one of the wisest people I knew, but he only had a second grade education. Maybe that was the reason he was wise.
That was a blessing.
because he didn't go. Yeah. Go ahead, Mer.
Well, it's indoctrination and has been for a long time, not education. Yeah.
Oh, big time's over. Many times over, dear lady. Many times over. That is just so true. The one thing I knew was he was not impressed with people. He was not impressed with prestige. He was not impressed with so many things. Reality was reality to him. And I often wondered, Murr, how much of that had to do with the fact that he told me personally that he spent a great deal of his youth in the company of his Confederate ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
And they had told him the truth about that period of history. Well, you know, the thing it makes me think of is that people keep telling us, Murr, you, I, and many others of this bent, if you will, as we pursue true history, and people will ask us over and over, well, why do you want to know that? What difference does that make? That happened 100 years ago. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, we look at the people like George Santayana who said, you know, those who fail to learn the lessons of history are destined to repeat its mistakes. And we look at these deals like the Six-Day War. We look at the USS Liberty. And then we look at today, we look at the Ukraine, and we look at Palestine. And we see how many of these things are following the script that was established so long ago.
Yep. And it's like there's no other way, right?
Right. And folks, here's the one thing that has always gotten to me about Americans. Americans will get up and go to parades and wave flags and do all kind of stuff to support our veterans. But yet they won't support the veterans with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's always amazed me that, okay, well, our veterans did this, our veterans did that, our veterans did this. People, the government, their number one enemy is your veterans.
Yeah.
Pardon me, Murr, I get a little impassioned with that one.
Yeah, really. Well, a lot of that is the loosh, you know, the feeling they get from participating in those activities and the drums beating and, you know, marching and all that good stuff.
Well, I mean, Murr, we look at it. We look at what was done with our prisoners of war, all the way from World War I through. We look at how our government denied that they were even there. They lied about it, and they have consistently lied about it. Look what they did to these wonderful men, these survivors of the USS Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fortunate enough. I was at NSA not only when the USS Liberty was attacked, but also when the USS Pueblo was seized off the shores of North Korea. Well, an ironic thing happened, Murr, and I was sharing this with my daughter. And oh, here we go.
Well, we got the 20 after break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I beheld the star of Ramfan.
Ramfan. I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And the gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Locked eyes with the pilot.
All righty.
My fist.
We're back here. And I've changed my mind, Sam. So after the bottom of the hour, if anyone wants to call in, I don't want to hoard Michael all to myself here. He's a very valuable commodity I'd like to share with everyone. But I also want to remind everyone that tonight at 7 o'clock, the second hour of Steve Elkin's show, he was a replay last week. So this week there will be an announcement of who won the Ostrovsky book, which was titled By Way of Deception, The Making and Unmaking of a Mossad Officer by Victor Ostrovsky from John Stadtmiller's library. And the second one that's due to be drawn this week will be Lucifer's Children, The Kingdomless Kings of the New World Order, for the book of the week drive going on. And if your $100 doesn't bring you a book this week, it'll be still in the pot for next week. So I was telling Michael, too, I learned from him, of course, that the Revolutionary War was no different than World War One as far as how they were treated. These veteran soldiers went back to farming with this worthless script they had been given. And so they came around and collected the script and give them pennies on the dollar for it. But then when they took it back, they taxed them to get the full amount of the script for themselves. So, and then the most recent, apparently, Lend-Lease and the Lend-Lease program, where they lend weapons to the next victim, was Taiwan. So they're buttering them up for the kill. And, you know, I'm just really enjoying this. I really enjoy having Mike. There's just so much he does speaking everywhere that I just can't get to hear all of the things. So it's nice to have him on my show. And I think I mentioned at the beginning of the show, but just in case, I'll say it again. Next weekend, from Thursday, Thanksgiving through Friday, Saturday, Sunday will be replay shows, everyone getting a holiday break. And so in this time slot will be both of Lorraine Day's shows that she did with me, July 16th and August 30th. And, and we have a caller. Okay. Is it Tuesday? Well, we take him and then, you know, just hang on. Mike in Kentucky. How you doing? Mike? Uh-oh. Oh, he dropped? Okay. Had he been holding a long time? I don't know. He said he's having trouble with his connection and stuff. He had to... So, I don't know. Maybe we'll have some other callers. But I think we're about to go to break again for the bottom of the hour. In about a minute. So we'll kind of hang on for that, I think. It just gets almost exhausting seeing if you do pay attention to the media, so don't. Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes.
I beheld the star around fine with a million questions why. Every hole that tore my soul that day, I still carry them with me. by sheer determination.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading The Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You sleep, you can picture me at the bottom of the sea.
All righty, we're back, and Mike made it back through, and then we have Bob in DC. Is that you, Umberto? And Tom in Utah. So go ahead, Mike.
Is this me?
I think Mike is supposed to be on. I think.
I'm supposed to be on.
There you are.
This is Mike.
Yeah, and then we'll take Bob next.
Hey, Mike.
I'm talking to Mike Gaddy, right?
Right.
That's the rumor.
No kidding. I could talk to you a couple of times. I've tried to get through to different shows you're on, but history seems to repeat itself. Back in May, I think May the 12th, if you look through the history of the article, somebody posted the Ben-Gurion Canal Project, but it wasn't called that in 1962 or whenever it was planned, for a series of low-yield nuclear weapons to be used to excavate and reduce the cost of a canal going over to the it's the valley between the Arabian Gulf or the Gulf of Arabia and the Red Sea. They were going to go up that and then cross over through the high country. It was going to be a minimum, probably a maximum of 1,500-1,600 feet they would have to excavate in places and come out in the Mediterranean. And, of course, Wikipedia's labeled it, you know, questionable. There's a link in there to the PDF that's been declassified. But you guys are talking about the USS Liberty. And for probably at that point, it might have been 10 years that no Israeli boats were allowed through the Suez Canal. It was restricted. And so by agreement with England and America, if there was a war between Israel or any of its Arab neighbors, then they would come in and help stabilize the area because of the Suez Canal. Back then was 10% of the world's shipping traffic. Now it's something like 12%. And after that ship got stuck, it's all log jammed up. It's still got a huge amount of ships on either end trying to get through it. So there's a tremendous amount of pressure for a new canal. If you looked at that for both the attack on the USS Liberty as a factor and then what we've got now with the Gaza situation, because that canal is going to be right beside the Gaza Strip and go straight across to that valley down to the Arabian Gulf.
What do you think, Mike?
Have you factored that?
I think that might be plan B because they had hoped to nuke Egypt back then. So go ahead, Mike. What do you think? Mike, are you muted?
Very prescient. Oh. A very prescient point made there, and that was a lot of people do not realize, and we're seeing it in Western United States today, how vitally important water is to everything, and we do know that the Israelis were doing everything within their power in Jordan and in Egypt to do away with their access to water. And we're seeing, as I said, not to be redundant, but we're seeing the same thing in Western America today, because I personally was involved in a lawsuit that I helped the farmers in McElmo Canyon in southwestern Colorado, because the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, had decided they needed to take 6.8 gallons per second out of the water flow for the people of McElmo Canyon, which in a year of anything near a drought, anything near that, they would have had nothing if you took that water. And the crazy point is that that move by the BLM violated the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 18, and it 17, I'm sorry. And then it also violated the Colorado Constitution in Article 5. The Colorado Constitution very poignantly pointed out that the water belonged to the people of Colorado and not to the government. But this was a move. I went to court on several occasions representing these wonderful farmers and ranchers in McElmo Canyon. And finally, we ended up in 2012 with a federal judge telling us that he was not bound by the Colorado Constitution, neither was he bound by the federal Constitution. And then I said, well, who's your boss? And he threatened me with contempt.
Well, the Panama Canal, can you still hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the Panama Canal is also having a drought problem for the last couple of years. You would think if we had weather control, that could be a factor in what's going on there. You know, we've got a strong La Nina. And I'm predicting that a lot of these climate change people this winter will be looking at any weather extreme and trying to say it's, you know, man-caused climate change, when they can take advantage of, steer, and divert these storms. And maybe they can get some water back to the Panama Canal, because it's there's a huge backlog there as well. But I'd love to spend some time talking to you about what you're still allowed to talk about, because you're probably still under some security agreements and things that you can't talk about. But I had situations from the mid-90s where I was hearing unencrypted audio from cell phones, and it was locking up the software and fax machines whenever it did this for 45 minutes on average, sometimes over an hour. And then it took me until 2017 before I heard William Binney finally admit that the sessionizer software for both Naris and Behrendt, for Boeing and Verizon, was given from his division at the NSA to the Israelis, the Unit 8200. Nobody ever got prosecuted for doing that. Nobody got prosecuted for that kind of espionage.
Well, there are folks there, Mike. There are folks like myself and like BB9 who pointed this out to our superiors at the No Such Agency to be quickly told that, shut up, you're not in charge.
Well, it's unregistered foreign aid. Isn't that not another violation? Because they gave them all that, and then they bought it back. Who was that director?
Oh, yes.
That was the director of national intelligence that was a
many times
historian.
Over, Mike. The things that Americans need to finally get to finally digest is the fact that the government exists on lies, and it's never going to stop lying because the lie is their greatest weapon. Because if the American people ever understood that government is based on lies, they wouldn't want any more of it.
Well, it's sure fun to get computer experts arguing about all this false sense of security that's flying around. I call computer security pretty ugly jumbo shrimp with a big vein of crap, and people pay for it and swallow it.
Ew.
Big time.
I'll let
big
you go.
Big time. A proper assessment.
Thank you, Mike. There's another canal, I guess the Sandinista Chinese canal, that competes with the Panama Canal, as well as them getting the Panama Canal. So a lot of it's about transit of goods and stuff, but with droughts and running ships aground, which may or may not be always on purpose, like they did with the Evergreen that supposedly had human cargo, and I'm sure they do. I think this is something they do all the time because they're trafficking in children in particular and in large numbers for nefarious things, to say the least. So our next caller is Bob in D.C. on line 5. Is that you, Umberto?
Yes. Excuse me. Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, more related to what you were talking about earlier, I want to take you to the Holodomor. I recall some years back seeing a series of pictures. I'm sure a lot of people listening have seen similar. And one of the pictures always stood out. It may have even been a setup. But even if it's a setup, it made a point. There was a road, and at the side of the road was a skeletal being, probably still alive, but hard to tell. Couldn't even tell the sex or anything. But truncated from about the chest on down was a passerby, obviously ignoring it. And it's apropos for what has been happening throughout history. And now with what Israel is pulling in Gaza, if we walk on by again without extremely firm reaction, we're in for darker days than even you folks can consider.
Yes.
And
we need to be the good Samaritan, don't we? And that's
We need to pray for the power to act on the truth that we know.
Amen.
God's will be done. Yeah. So I'm not sure what his will is in this situation, but I think allowing a lot of these things to happen is having an effect on waking people up to it. And no matter how much these Israel firsters, whoever they may be, try to decry that, oh, no, you know, we were attacked, and then try to relate it to the holohoax. Well, it's just making both the holohoax and this and anything else they do very clearly crying wolf. A few too many times, I guess. You think?
Oh, well said,
my Mark. Point, excuse me. my point is simply that this is so egregious, so over the top. If we let this one go, it makes me wonder about whose God everybody's praying to. You know, it's too much. This is the test. Mm-hmm. I believe this is the test to see, really, if mankind deserves the stars or the abyss.
Mm. Well, you know, and I've said here recently, Satanists are more devout than the Christians. In fact, the Christians are basically Satanists, too, because they aren't acting on what they know to be true. You know, they don't, they, like I said, like you said, they just walk by, right?
That's right.
So, yep. So, I mean, when did we have Satan clubs in schools and cutting up their genitals? I mean, people wake up, right?
Right. For the most part, they're walking by that, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's their media. They've got their media, and they all loop together, and you have to agree on whatever the media said is true. And people realize it's powerful. The media is very powerful.
It's the repetition. Know? It's the repetition. That's
well, there's
why
a lot
I,
of things. Yeah. There's
well,
a subliminal.
Well, they say that repetition, somebody on one of the RBN shows mentioned that repetition five times it takes, and then it settles in. Well, with the media, that's incredible. That's why I always say, first thing first, eliminate Jew influence. Always, always bring the Jew in as a final push for whatever particular vent that you've taken, whatever aspect, whatever pigeonhole you happen to be in. In this era, we must always point to the evil, problem number one, not enemy number one. But problem number one, enemy number one, of course, is our own leaders.
Well, they're all controlled by the international Jew, the world's foremost problem. Henry Ford told us more than 100 years ago.
Yep. His family didn't support him either. I know that for a fact.
Well,
his wife
we
especially.
Know. Yeah. Well, you can't be a prophet in your own land, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, however it goes.
Yeah. But,
thank you, Bob. You have anything else?
Well, no. One thing is that I know, by the way, Mike Gatti, I just started listening. I listened to him a while back, and he said some things I had to think about. And then I listened to him more, especially the interesting thing is about, my patriarchal side came from Westphalia in Germany. And, Mike, I don't have to tell you what year they came over in the 1800s, do I?
Right. Right.
It's funny. But one criticism I have, it's not really a criticism. I think, you know, you're really on the right side of this, but in this era that we're in, it's government. It's blaming everything on government. Well, government is a generic. It's always the people running government or the people behind the government, and everybody in government knows who's running the thing. The problem is that as all politics boils down to one thing, when in power, centralize, when out of power, decentralize or promote decentralization,
right,
which is your idea.
The truth, you know, when it benefits you. This is what the international Jew does, right? And then when it doesn't, well, then, you know, that's hate speech. So
yeah,
so I thank you, Bob. We've got three more here. We've got Tom in Utah.
Okay, thank you, Mar.
Thank you, buddy. And then we
yep.
got Laura in Michigan, and we have Kevin in Georgia. So go ahead, Tom.
I'll be really brief. This is Tom in Utah.
Yeah.
Mike, I've challenged several of the hosts about Isaiah. Seems like Isaiah was probably, I'm trying to figure out his profession, but it seems like it was actually the same as mine, because 32 years ago, I was at a crisis and I was looking for answers, and I happened to turn back to the scriptures, and when I got to Isaiah, the last chapter, it was like somebody hit me in the head with a 2x4 with a nail in the end of it. It got my attention. And, of course, as I understand it, those words, those last words of Isaiah cost him his life in the martyrdom of Isaiah. But anyway, when you get a moment, Mike, take a look at Isaiah 66 and then call me, and I'd like to get your take on it.
I'll send him your phone number, Tom.
Isaiah talks about the primary pandemic that we suffer from, delusions and fears, ignorance, mm-hmm. like you.
Big time.
So what is the requisite for delusions? We got to figure that one out.
Be not deceived. You mentioned the book. Well, you got to go to the man, Christ.
Well, the thing I believe, if I may, the thing that I believe is that I believe that we waste our time and we waste our efforts trying to convince those who will never believe us, regardless of how many facts we present. What we need to do is to bolster up the remnant, to give them everything they need to proceed forward, because mm-hmm. they're the ones who matter. The people who reject the truth, according to Hosea 4:6, the people who reject the truth, God will reject them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, yeah. my take on that statement, know the truth and the truth will make you free, is no. Know the truth and the truth will make you mad.
It'll also big time.
Make you responsible, and nobody wants to be responsible.
Well, you're free to be responsible.
Yeah. Be free to be contrary is my motto.
Okay, we've got two more. Is that it, Tom?
Yeah, give me a holler.
Tom. Thank you, buddy.
You don't have his phone number yet, right? Do you, Mike? I'll send it to you.
I do not have it. Please send it to me, Mer.
All righty. Thank you, Tom. And we'll go to Laura in Michigan
now. Thanks,
Tom. Please. Laura?
Bridgie.
Hi, Laura.
My husband was his first med cruise. It happened to be they were docked in Malta the day the Liberty was attacked. So what happened was they left so fast. Some of the sailors had Liberty on Malta, but they left without all their sailors on board. They left full speed, heading towards Liberty to help it. And then they got almost there, and they got called off. So then they brought the Liberty into Malta, where my husband's ship was docked. And then my husband's ship took to Naples, where the Saratoga was.
So they couldn't see it?
Anyway.
They took the Yellowstone elsewhere,
Naples.
To Naples, so they couldn't really see the Liberty.
See what
I guess.
Happened.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I was going to talk about. There's another man that died because of the Liberty. Later on, about 20 years after the Liberty was attacked, they almost had the money to make the movie the first time. This man called. He finally says, "I got the money. I've got the money. We can make the movie. We can make the movie." And guess what happened next day? He committed suicide.
Suicided,
it's amazing,
huh?
And a man was so excited about having the money, and he committed suicide the next day.
Well, the sacrificing liberty that we're playing the tune from that True News did is very good. And you can find the whole thing, the 4 hours, in the archives. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, what I was going to say is let's not forget that there was a man who allegedly, according to several USS Liberty survivors that I have talked to, there is a man who claims to be a big patriot in America, but ironically, according to these folks with USS Liberty, he absconded with their money for their movie.
Oh, yeah, the $250,000 he had your voice counts, right. Phil Turney, right?
Yes.
And we'll say the man's name. The man's name is Dave Gaharie.
Yeah.
And he's been heard recently. A friend of mine was just so shocked. She says, why does he keep calling RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, poison? And he repeatedly said this, I guess, on the shows he had with David Duke on his Slush Fund radio. And that's why I call it Slush Fund.
What makes me upset, because when my husband died, my husband really believed in making the movie. So instead of flowers, we had all the money go to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He went to the Slush Fund.
Yeah.
Sorry to say.
Makes me very upset. Very upset.
But the sacrificing liberty, yeah, the one that True News did, they grabbed all the survivors while they could, and they had the premiere down there in Vero Beach, and they were all there, and so that's a good one to watch, and to donate to to them, I guess. So you have anything else, Laura? We'll try to get Kevin and Georgie.
Where can you get that music about the liberty?
That's on YouTube. That's on YouTube. It's the official, huh?
Okay, tell me, how do I get to it?
On YouTube? Yeah, Sacrificing the Liberty. It's the official tune. It's by Mike Rathke, I believe his name is. But you have somebody there that can get it for you, right?
Right, right.
Oh, good, yeah.
Okay,
and
okay,
you hear
good,
the star
you.
Of the star of Rim Fan in there. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Our last caller, Kevin in Georgia. How are you, Kevin?
Great. It's great to hear when you get down the weeds about history. And I've listened to a few people talk about the liberty. My question is, are we being deceived with these black hats and white hats? I mean, is it all for naught? And I find myself, even though I'm not able to do a whole bunch of things, is to pray unceasingly, just pray and pray and pray. And most people are mesmerized, or they don't take it to heart. So I was just wondering what you had to say about the government and the good and the bad people. I mean, are they all pretty much bad?
It's getting pretty close. What do you say, Mike?
Why does anyone stop and think about this? Why would anyone?
We're done.
There we go. We're done. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, dig into it. I heard Mike Gill on John B. Wells. You can find that on Rumble last night, and he went through it pretty thoroughly. And Flynn isn't a good guy, and they're going to try to push Flynn and RFK Jr. into the highest office of the land.
Oh, how wonderful.
All right. So thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been wonderful, Mike. We'll do some more sometime. And everyone, have a great Thanksgiving.
Well, thanks, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Support RBN. And Murr, you are a treasure.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
I beheld the star of Ram Fine with a million questions why. Every hole that tore my soul that day, I still carry them with me. By sheer determination and God's grace, I remain. But if it helps you sleep, you can picture me at the bottom.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.